The Canadian dollar has gone up, and it's apparently going to be affecting interest rates across Canada by making them rise. The sense in this is a word called inflation. I'm dissecting what the rise in the dollar and interest rates means for ordinary people like you and me. David Sweeney, a financial advisor with Dundee Wealth Management, is going to help me understand all of this a bit better. The latest news is that the loonie rose 0.7 cents. So, and that's after the Bank of Canada said that interest rates are going to soon be going up.
Right.
Can you tell me what that means in layman's terms?
Yeah, certainly what it is it's the Canadian dollar going up is a reaction more or less from foreign investors to their perceived desire to participate in the Canadian economy. In other words, invest in Canada.
Okay.
The Canadian dollar going up just basically means more people are buying the Canadian currency than selling it. In comparison, and particularly when most people talk about it's going up, is they always relate it back against the American dollar. What it's doing against the euro or other currencies like that, it doesn't often get scored up against that. It's just strictly against the U.S. dollar. So really, it's a good thing for you and I as Canadians, because it's perceived as a what we call a leading indicator, something that's sort of giving an indication of what's about to come as to what the economies are. In other words, we're doing very well.
Okay.
Which is good news. That, in conjunction then with interest rates, a good performing economy inherently brings along with it what's called inflation, and that's the cost of goods and services going up each year. As inflation starts to increase, then the Bank of Canada tries to curtail that a little bit by rising interest rates. So for you and I, that means what do we do with our mortgage? What do we do with other debts that we have? We're going to have to be prepared to start making higher payments just to pay the higher interest rate.
Yeah, but that's what doesn't make sense to me, right? If there's more money coming into the country, why am I paying more money to pay off my line of credit?
Yeah, because, again, it comes down to the point of they're trying to attract, by more money coming in, they're trying to attract that bike, still having it come in. And the way they do that is they raise interest rates.
So they're benefiting
So what's going to happen then is they raise interest rates to attract more money. So that money keeps coming in and sustaining our growth as it is. But as a balancing act, you're going to have inflation then to worry about. And that's something that you and I really need to worry about as individuals, in particular people that haven't seen 3 or 4% wage increases on an annual basis.
Yeah.
If you see a 2 and 3% inflation rate, you become concerned because you start falling behind. So that's why the Bank of Canada is fairly diligent right now into maintaining inflation in their target range of 2 to 3%.
And so how has it been so far, the last couple of years? How's inflation been?
It's been very dormant. In fact, it's been pretty much negligible. Right now, they're saying it's running at about 1.2%, which is low in historical terms. If we go back to periods like 1981, it was running at 12.5%.
Ooh.
So comparatively, we are, from a point of view of inflation, in a very good position. The reality of that, though, as well, is that's because we've had a lagging economy for, you know, a period of about 4 to 5 years. And so now they're trying to stimulate that by dropping interest rates, meaning it's cheaper for you and I to borrow, for corporations to borrow. We spend more money. You spend more money at the grocery store, at the gas station, more people are employed. More people are employed, they spend more money.
Yeah.
And that's how it stimulates the economies along.
So as someone paying off an interest, someone having something that involves an interest rate, I should really be paying attention to the dollar.
The dollar is one indicator. The real core one, though, is inflation.
Okay.
The dollar really, the only time the dollar really gets affected by interest rates is during periods of what we call political instability. A good example of that would have been back in 94 when we had the Quebec referendum. Leading into that whole period, foreign investors were saying, until you get your political problem solved, we're leaving. And they were sucking their money out of Canada. So then the Bank of Canada had to raise interest rates to be able to attract people to stay. And we really seen that, for example, in the province of Quebec, where their interest rates were up at 12% as well in that period of time, because they were really unstable because of what if they did get their separation vote through that they were hoping for. So from you and I, again, as opposed to watching so much what the currency does, it has a small factor on it, less today than it did 10 years ago. More important is where is inflation? If you hear that inflation is up in the realm of 2.5%, 3%, 4%, you have to inherently expect interest rates to go up along with that.
And how can you predict how long it'll last? Or?
Well, no, and that's sort of, I mean, if everybody had that crystal ball, we wouldn't need central banks and we wouldn't need those kind of people. I mean, that's really, in Canada, it's David Dodge. In the United States, it's currently Alan Greenspan. He's going to be changing. But that being said, that's what their jobs are, is to project and look out as to what the economies are about to do, not mm-hmm. what are they telling them us that they're doing. And so that's right now where they say today, in fact, David Dodge in Canada left interest rates where they are at a bank prime rate of 2.5% for the point of they don't see inflation as a worry yet, but he did leave a precursor to the end of it all saying that, you know what, we do expect to have to start to move in the fall. In other words, they will start to see inflation numbers and need to worry. That being said, you're not going to see interest rates double either. We're not going to go from 2.5 Bank of Canada rate to 5% overnight. If they move, traditionally they move in quarter points every 2 months. So it's only if we see a big trend of interest rates starting to run away do we say, okay, if I've got a mortgage and I'm at a variable mortgage or a shorter-term mortgage, should I look at locking in now for a 2-year, 3-year, 4-year, 5-year period?
Oh, yeah, that was going to be our next question, because I don't have a mortgage. So if I was like, uh-oh, inflation's going to boom soon, I'm going to get a mortgage now, am I safe from when inflation increases?
Depending on the term that you take.
Right.
And the term means how long do I lock in my current interest rate. Quite favorable right now. You're finding rates, you know, in the low 4% out to 5-year interest rates or 5-year terms. So for those people, it really looks at, you've got to look at what your stability is. If you're in a very secure job, got good cash flow and whatnot, you can afford to play a little bit or be a little bit more aggressive, is more the term, with the rates. In other words, go for the variable, go for the shorter term. If you're someone that's saying, you know what, I'm barely making my mortgage payment now, well, what you don't want to do is get caught by the variable rate going way up on you.
Yeah.
And obviously it costing you more. You lock in for 3, 4, 5 years, whatever that time frame is that fits your budget, to say, okay, I at least know my payment's here for the next 5 years. And that gives you a time element to be able to adjust along the way.
Yeah, but locking in, I mean, what if the interest rate goes down?
Well, that has been the catalyst of everybody that's sort of in a mortgage today, that, say, 2 and 3 years ago when they were being told, oh, we're at the lowest rates we've ever been in 40 years, and we're still lower. That's that point of looking at, where was inflation?
Yeah.
If you're in a mortgage like that where interest rates have dropped, now they have to drop traditionally over 1 percentage point to make it worthwhile renegotiating. Renegotiating meaning you're going in, breaking the term of the mortgage. You are going to pay a penalty. Traditionally, it's 3 months' payment or the interest rate difference, whichever is greater. Yeah, which is always a wonderful terminology, whichever best for the bank. You will pay the difference. Reality being, you're going to normally pay the same amount of interest over the term. All it is you change the amount of payments. In other words, it gets spread out over a longer period. So that is something. But normally you don't look at it unless it's a greater than a 1% change, or you really want to go and be aggressive and or change your financial scenario. You're looking for a line of credit or something like that and break it open and get more access to unfortunately, to debt. But a lot of people are looking at that today as an avenue of financing, you know, renovations and things like that.
It's the only way to exist. Thank you so much for your time, David Sweeney.
You're very welcome.